Oklahoma, located in America's central plains, is known for its sometimes deadly tornadoes, like this recent twister being covered by local television.
In Oklahoma, 15 people are dead and more than 50 others injured after a tornado touched down.
Bill Henwood, who manages electric power at the University of Oklahoma, had his own unfortunate experience with a tornado.
Well, anybody who's lived in Oklahoma for a period of time will experience tornadoes in one way, shape, or form. And unfortunately, in 2003, May 8th to be exact, my family experienced it firsthand, and we lost our home to that tornado in Oklahoma City that day.
But Henwood holds no grudge against the wind. The facility he manages provides power to the entire campus of the University of Oklahoma, or OU as it's called. The university is paying a premium to the Oklahoma Gas and Electric Company to have more and more of its power come from wind turbines. Wind power still costs more to produce than other forms of power, so the premium is also going toward building the university its own wind power producing plant. And by 2013, Henwood explains, OU is scheduled to become the first university in the United States entirely run on wind power.
The wind power agreement is a huge step forward for the university in that it launched us into the reduction of greenhouse gases and into the entire scope of sustainability initiatives in a really big way.
At current usage levels, 100% wind power would mean $169,000 extra per month on energy costs, which Henwood says does not make sense in purely economic terms.
At this point, it's definitely more ecological and philosophical as a direction. I think in time, as wind power becomes more commonplace, that I think it will become more of an economic driver. But at this point, it's purely, I think, ecological.
Officials at the state-funded Oklahoma Wind Power Initiative are trying to expand the energy distribution infrastructure so that wind power becomes more prevalent, not only for individual institutions like universities and companies, but also for large-scale use in residential areas. Project coordinator Angie Albers explains how the giant turbines, some up to 100 meters tall, pull electrical energy from the wind.
The wind turbine is kind of like an old windmill that harnesses the energy from the wind and creates electricity, which is taken down transmission lines to your home.
Large numbers of turbines grouped in the same area are called a wind farm. At one wind farm in the town of Weatherford in western Oklahoma, the wind whizzes and birds chirp as dozens of turbines turn in fields along the Interstate 40 highway. Developers paid about $2 million to build and install each turbine. For every turbine installed on their land, property owners get from $4,000 to $6,000 per year. Angie Albers says she believes wind power can save rural communities.
I'm from a small rural community that's, you know, struggling, so that's part of my interest. I'm a meteorologist, but I'm also interested in helping small rural communities keep going. And I think that wind power is very beneficial to places like that.
Albers says that in addition to generating lease income, wind farms create economic activity and jobs.
When the construction of the wind farm is taking place, you get hundreds of construction workers coming into that town, making all the businesses very busy. But also after the wind farm is built, there are, you know, several jobs that are created for each wind farm. There are full-time positions that are well-paying jobs.
Albers says 7 wind farms are already operating in Oklahoma, and 3 more are being developed. She notes that the new administration of President Barack Obama is supporting such initiatives with incentives and tax breaks.
The production tax credit was extended for another 3 years based on Obama's stimulus package. I don't foresee the big downturn in wind power because it's something he's really behind. I see that even with the financial crunch, there will be the financing there to purchase these turbines.
One of 30 workers at the Berge Wind Power manufacturing plant in Norman, Oklahoma, welds together a tower section for a residential turbine that will be used by people who are trying to reduce their long-term energy costs. The company was founded in 1977. At the time, Jimmy Carter was the U.S. president, And his administration was promoting energy grants and tax credits for research and development of new products to help reduce U.S. reliance on fossil fuels. The programs had been triggered by sharp increases in oil prices, but those prices eventually dropped, and so did public interest in wind power. But the Berge Company persevered, and sales representative Scott Merrick explains, the company's customers in the United States are once again enjoying incentives that help offset the cost of wind turbines, which can run as high as $75,000 each.
You have your wind resource, you have your electric rate, and then any tax credits or subsidies that are available. Now, for example, in New York, I spoke with a couple this morning, and it's almost the perfect storm. They've got a decent wind resource, but they've got a state subsidy that will pay for half of this unit, and then the federal government, with Obama's stimulus package, has a 30% tax credit. So essentially, they will have an incredibly short payback, and then our product will last another 30 to 50 years and provide them with green energy.
Angie Albers with the Oklahoma Wind Power Initiative believes that if wide availability is achieved, it could be a literal windfall in a state which has also been known for its oil booms.
Actually, I've heard of Oklahoma being referred to as the Saudi Arabia wind. We have amazing wind resources in our state, and we're kind of the energy state. It only makes sense that, you know, we become the wind power state as well.
Wind power does have its detractors. Some do not like the look of the tall turbines, calling them a blight on landscapes. Others say they kill birds and bats, interfere with weather forecasting equipment, and make too much noise. Some scientists also say they are too expensive and unreliable for large-scale energy needs, since wind cannot be stockpiled and comes only intermittently, necessitating the use of other energy sources to keep power plants running at consistent levels. But most Oklahomans seem to be on board, even legendary oil men like Oklahoma-born billionaire T. Boone Pickens. He recently announced he would invest hundreds of millions of dollars to build the world's largest wind farm in nearby Texas, another state blessed with an abundance of wind. Nico Columbant, VOA News, Norman, Oklahoma.